So the persons who have been named in there, the CEO of GMPC and the board chairman, who is actually joining us on the line now, Freddie Wasmeoble. Sir, you're welcome to Eyewitness News.
Imoro, thank you very much.
How are you doing, sir?
It's been a long time, Imoro.
Do you miss politics? A lot is happening in Kumewu today. You should have been there, thick in the affairs, busily looking for votes.
I should have been there, but I never had the opportunity to talk because I wasn't feeling too good. That's why I wasn't there.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Anyway, you are in the news all over the place, not for good reason. They say you want to sell our assets to somebody in South Africa, that you are not pushing the interests of Ghanaians to it, you are not being patriotic. What is the story?
As I say, being in the news is always good for politicians. So when you ask me, am I missing politics? I say, of course, I'm still in the news. That's why you're asking me questions, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's right. Indeed, I don't know the text from which you just asked this question, but I've just been informed. I was at a board meeting. I just closed, and I was very reluctant in attending to you, but be it as it may, Riafi insisted that I should talk to you for briefly. And from what you read, it means about a number of very, very significant and important
CSOs, civil society CSOs, organizations.
Civil society organizations, which are very respectable. They have all come together, orchestrated, and have asked that the CEO, and including myself, should be asked to step down. If we are not our remainder in the industry, our remaining in the industry is detrimental to us. I'm surprised at them. I don't know why they come out to that, or what, based on which fact. I have not been given the basis for which they are asking this. And unless, of course, I get convinced that somebody is doing some pure mischief, that's why they are doing it. But please, what is the story?
Okay.
The story that I believe has come out is that a South African company, Petro SA, which happens to be one of the contractors that have interest in some oil field in Ghana, have put up a stake, or they have claimed a stake in some shares that Anadarko, who was also a shareholder in the field, trying to dispose of. And Ghana, fortunately, has had the opportunity of having bought the shares. But the people are still insisting that they are entitled to it under the GOA, that is under the joint operation, joint operations of the field, and then based on the petrol, the petroleum contract that, or the petroleum agreement that is signed with Ghana, that they are also entitled to it. It's a controversy, and we're trying to make sure that there is some kind of agreement on it, and we are trying to broker that kind of agreement. And that's all. We have not reached much.
Okay. So let me just understand. So does it mean Anadarko is the organization or company that is doing the business with Petro SA, not necessarily GMPC? Is that the case?
No. Anadarko has disposed of it. And you had the shares.
Is it the same shares that Anadarko disposed of that Petro SA is interested in?
That's right. They said that they under the joint operation agreement that they themselves are also entitled to it, and that they should be equally offered. And let them, if they refuse, then of course someone that can, or if they didn't refuse it, they could share out of it. And that's what they are claiming.
And when you say they, do you mean Petro SA? So they are saying that they should be given the first right of refusal.
That's right. That's what they're saying.
Okay. This request has come to GM.
This is wrong. This is one. I'm not concluding. And I'm saying that could lead to a litigation. Either we say that they are entitled to it, which which they will say they will take it all, about 7% that you're talking of, or we could share it. And I wrote a letter saying that if they don't mind, we could come to an agreement and they would take 50%, we would take 50%. But that is subject to the consent and approval of the Minister of Energy. I wrote that letter to them because we've been very friendly to each other over time, well, with this 2 years, because they started in 2021 and they are not giving up. And we have thought that maybe we could persuade them to do so, but they haven't done it, and they still insist on it. And it could easily lead to some long-standing litigation. So we proposed it to them. I personally wrote it and proposed it to them, to their chairman.
And you're offering them 50%?
50% or 7%.
Okay, 50% of the 7%. What were they asking for? Were they asking for a higher...
Either they take it all.
Oh, so they wanted the full 7%, and you are proposing right. that, no, we divide that into two. We take 3.5, you take 3.5.
But honestly, the minister had already asked me that, please stop, don't do it. No?
Was that before you wrote your letter or after you wrote your letter that the minister told you this?
Before you wrote the letter, 6 or 7 months ago, it's asked that we shouldn't negotiate on that. But it was after 7 months. The people are still coming to us. And therefore, that's why I proposed that we could do that. But it's subject to the consent and agreement of the minister.
And that's actually what has angered the CSOs, because part of their statement, they said that they have information that the Minister of Energy, Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, has objected to this transaction, but the chairman of GMPC board, that's you, is pushing this transaction to the extent that the Minister of Energy had written to the Jubilee House over this transaction. It appears that you did not respect your minister then.
No, that is not the issue. I'm saying that it was not a question of disrespect. I did that conscious of my fiduciary responsibility as a chairman and as a board. That's what I decided on that. And I made it clear that it is subject to his approval. But when you say that don't engage them at all, it becomes a bit difficult for an autonomous body like the GMPC, which is a corporation, for you to say don't even engage them at all. It's quite difficult. That's what I did, and he was so happy about. I appreciate that pretty well.
I see. So your letter is not binding legally, whatsoever you say.
At all.
So it should not be interpreted to mean that you have signed off 50% of our...
I have not signed anything, my brother. Anybody who says that is... The other doesn't understand what is happening, or plain pure business. That's all.
So what's the way forward now? The way forward is that the company would have to go to the minister for possible approval or rejection. You have washed your hands of it. Is that what it means?
Absolutely. That's what it means. That is all it means, that we wash our hands of it. The minister will decide to complete, to either approve of it or disapprove of it.
What?
But even then, my board members, we met today, they said that, well, let's wash our hands of it now. Totally, let the minister decide on what he thinks is right. And then we get along with that. That's what has happened.
But then again, you've just mentioned that you are an autonomous body. If you are washing your hands off, then it means you are washing, you are shaking your responsibility.
We are shaking our responsibility, but I, as an individual, I can't carry along the whole board. So we decided today that it's either that way or let the minister do what.
You sound like you're not happy with the minister's intervention. Your board is not happy.
But you don't have to be happy or sad about it. So,
do you think that the minister is usurping your powers as a company?
Well, I wouldn't go to that extent. The minister has to feel very strongly about it, and I respect his views and I respect his position. After all, he's the sector minister. He decides policy.
But Honorable, if the sector minister says don't do A and you go ahead to do it, your position may be untenable, don't you think?
It appears that that may be the position at the moment. That it says, but I did say that, no, It is not that we are saying you will go ahead and as it were, decide to sell off or to give up 50% of the shares. What I decided on is that subject to his approval or disapproval. That's all.
Yes, but if he had already prior to your letter said do not do it and you still wrote and made such an offer, then it appears there's a rift. Is there a power play issue between you and the ministry?
It is not a power play. I think you are misunderstanding me. What I'm saying is that earlier on, it's about 6-7 months that the letter came out. And then I decided that let's at least engage them. And then if we do engage them and try to persuade the minister and he doesn't agree, that, then, of course, we wash our hands of.
There's a company called Litasco in the mix. What do you know about that?
Not too much about it, I must be honest with you. Not too much about Litasco, except that we dealt with them in the past, and they have been, they helped us to pay for some debts that we have and continue to extend to us some loans for us to continue having enough fuel for Ghana electricity. You know? So on our back, we borrowed money from them and then they've used what our bank balance as a guarantee for them to continue supplying electricity to the independent power producers in the country.
Okay, I'm asking this because I've seen a letter that the Minister of Finance, the Minister of Energy wrote to you in relation to this stick and talking about a number of other issues. This letter was dated 16th May 2023. That's just a week or so ago. And it has to do with the position on the earlier letter that the minister sent to you on 28th October, which is talking about a conversation that he has had with the Minister for Natural Resources from South Africa and the instruction to you that you should cease any further negotiation with Petro SA on matters of Petro SA's intended preemption. The last question I would have is that someone is interested in knowing who made the first offer in this matter.
Honestly, they wanted to say that they will have, after that, they said that they would like to, what is it? We've been having meetings, and they said that if you want to, they want to be nice to us, we should take 25%, and they would take 75% of the 7% of it. I said, no, that's not fair. They should rather take 50% and let us have 50% too. That's why it's been back and forth. Either they take all, or they take a larger proportion of the of the total total number of shares.
So for you, this 50-50 offer is in the best interest of Ghana.
It is in the best interest of Ghana. Either we stand the risk of losing all and gaining nothing out of it.
The issue of patriotism would come up when these conversations happen. So the conversation would be that you are giving off our interest when the Minister of Energy is trying to protect that same interest. And
some people may not understand it. They would think that it's as simple as that, but it involves some legality, you know, involves some law. The petroleum agreement that they entered into, the joint operation agreement, all this is relevant. And then the South Africans will not make a demand based on nothing. They also have made it contacted their lawyers and they insist on it. Over these 2 years, they have been insisting on it. So please, it's not as simple as that. So that's why I'm saying that I wish it's not been a subject for football in the public, but it should be among business interests, to be about investors and those who own the natural resource. That's how people have decided to talk about it a lot in the media as well. That's why you're asking me a few questions. I'm not going fully out to tell you more about it, but
okay.
It, It's not as simple as that.
But a resignation will not happen.
They say I should resign.
Yeah, they say you should leave or you should be fired.
Well, I myself, well, if I'm fired, I'm not the one who appointed myself. Possible I could be fired. But I don't see the reason why people ask me over this issue. I've done nothing wrong. I've examined my conscience. I thought I was protecting the interests of the nation. I'm convinced about that in good faith. And if others think otherwise, and those who appointed me, the powers that be appointed me, said that you should leave, so be it, my brother.
Has the president spoken to you about this since the issue came up?
Yes, spoken to me about it, yes.
Did he ask for clarification or he asked you to give him back his job?
We haven't got to that extent yet.
Do you see that coming?
I don't see it.
Or do you think you've convinced the president with your explanation? Like
it's not a question of convincing the president. The facts will speak for themselves. You know, the law will talk. And they've asked for a few documents about it. And we're definitely doing that. The president will maybe invite the minister and invite me as well, and then point out where a few mistakes have gone on and where we should have been agreeable and where we should have, you know, come together. And or if we disagree, then, of course, the minister's position will prevail. That's all.
Just to be on a safe and a sure side, because it's on national radio, the two of you are public officers. Do Ghanaians have your word that you and your minister are in good terms and that there's no petty squabble or quibbling happening at the energy sector of Ghana?
Umaru Sanders, I don't think we have any differences that are so serious that it's detrimental to the interests of Ghana.
Thank you.
You know, Napo has strong opinions, and I'm also a little, a little determined when I'm talking about anything that I know of. But the two of us, today we met. Today we were at the board meeting itself. We exchanged ideas nicely.
Did you wish him happy birthday?
We all wish him happy birthday. I didn't know until when he came to that. But I think we could sort out any differences. But it's not.
Please do. You're a senior member of the
thank you, Morris. Thank you for advice.
Wish you all the best, Councilor. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's a former chairman of the New Patriotic Party, who is board chair of the Ghana National Petroleum Company, GNPC, Freddie Wasmeobile, former MP for Elembele, former plenty things. But let's leave it there for